Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's pain-free Friday for all stolen minutes on the mahogany. 100, 200, a bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad days, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in New York City. Ooh, people dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do bad. All my friends that come around, flat to party up O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 855-212-4227. Are you with us tonight from New York? I like when Chuck D wears pirate hats. I saw a tweet of him this week. Did you see, like, New Era sent him a bunch of new pirate hats? He said, like, 25 years ago, he would have been, like, baseball wanted no part of that guy wearing their baseball caps on his head. And now, all these years later, he's a living legend, God. Mafia, he's been on the bench a bunch, don't you think? How many times has Chuck D visited us?
We've had him a couple times.
I love him. All right, so here's the deal. 855-212-4CBS is the number. 855, toll-free. 212-4227. I know they're picking us up right now on 66 and 101.9 WFA. Who in New York City? Let me feel you tonight in the tri-state, going across the island and in Jersey too as they head down the shore for the weekend. Careful, is it supposed to drop? We got skies opening up all day Saturday. I'm worried about that. I'm not worried about you, Darvish, though. Did you see Carver High, the performance at Citi Field tonight? Now, the one thing I said to Mafia driving in tonight was the Dodgers have owned the Mets all year. Every time they play them, they beat them. And did I say this to you, Mafia? I said, if DeGrom can't do it, nobody can. They might get swept again by this team. And sure enough, Darvish had him eating out of his palms tonight.
Not only that, making a great defensive play, too, on the mound, where he had the guys first and third and gets the out on the comeback by Grandy. So, I mean, that guy was just on tonight. 10-plus strikeouts, he was feeling it.
Carver High, the guy had gone 0-5 in his last 8 starts. He had given up runs in 15 of 22 games in the first inning. Going back a couple years, the guy gets lit up early. He struggled in the first. He threw like 18 pitches. But from that point on, it was like slip and slide. He had the glide going the rest of the way.
Listen, 7 shutout innings. He looked outstanding. He puts that Dodger blue on. All of a sudden, everything's fine. Maybe he just wanted out of Texas. Who knows? But he looks pretty sharp tonight. He's on the best team in baseball now. And away the Dodgers
go. He doesn't even need to see a shrink. After being in Texas, he went right into winning.
That's it.
And he had not been winning with the Rangers.
Helps that he played a Met team coming back off a long 3-city road trip, coming home after being in Colorado yesterday.
Does it matter
that
where
always
they
helps.
Play?
And listen, a team goes on a long road trip like that. They come home from the West, and they had to face Darvish. Tough job, tough chore for them, and did not get it done.
But I got to be honest. It is exciting, I think, for Mets fans, to say the least, to see the kid Rosario play, right? Is he not like the top prospect in all of baseball? And to be able to see him in New York now, I think his family got to see him play for the first time tonight at Citi Field. It is pretty exciting if you're a fan of that ball club to see that kid making his debut with the Mets. They've had all kinds of demise and bad decisions, bad season. Earlier today, I saw that rumors have it that Alderson will be back. And we talked about Mafia tonight. Jay Bruce has cleared waivers, eligible to be traded to any team, owed about $4 million the rest of the way. Would you do a deal for Jay Bruce? With that bat and those home runs and those RBIs, I'd cut a deal for him tonight.
Of course. Been one of the few guys been, you know, pretty consistent for him. 260, 29 home runs, 75 RBIs. If you have that kind of power that you could throw in the outfield, why wouldn't you for that cheap?
So, Dodger fans, Clayton Kershaw won't be throwing off the mound anytime in the next few days, according to Dave Roberts. Alex Wood, unbelievable. He won again. He's like 13-1. He's sickening. As far Matt's familiar throwing in the bullpens in Florida, could return by the third week of August, according to Alderson. Syndergaard, the torn lat, Harvey, the shoulder. What a wasted season. They're both expected back for the season, but what a mess that's been. Harvey's 2 weeks ahead of Syndergaard in their throwing programs. You think he's still got time to go golfing out at Liberty National? Maybe have some cocktails in the 19th. There you go. All right. As for the Bombers, the reason I saved the Bombers for second was because of the way they're stinking it up in the last four. The Detroit games were ugly, Carver High. But then you go meet a team that's playoff bound in Cleveland, if you ask me. Still formidable. Last year, World Series. They really had a shot to win that thing against the Cubs. They were right there, sniffing around, close to winning it all. They didn't get it done. A lot of people thought they'd be back immediately to the World Series. They look as tough as anybody to me these last two nights. And they're doing it without guys that matter. Like Miller, who's not pitching now, he's on the DL. They've had their issues, but they kicked the Yankees' ass these last two games. And I think Sonny Gray had no help from that defense in that first inning last night. That was a disaster. And more of the same tonight. Judge's throw to third was ugly. Went up into the seats, off at a runner. And I thought Jaime had some good breaking stuff, but he still, as I said to Mafia driving in, the guy's got good breaking stuff, but he never wins. And you have said from the jump, you think Sonny Gray, he's got three great pitches, but that he's no ace, he's overrated. And everybody talking about them going to the World Series with this guy is tripping.
Yeah, I'm not in on the Sonny Gray thing yet. I still got to see more. It wasn't his fault last night. Here's the problem, Scotty. They haven't hit the last 4 days.
Ugh.
I mean, forget these two last nights in Cleveland. Losing to Corey Kluber last night, you can accept that.
All right.
My problem is those two Tiger games earlier in the week when Anibal Sanchez and Jordan Zimmermann are on the mound. You got to put runs on the board, and they did not. They have been in a funk the last 4 days, and it's everybody. It's up and down the lineup right now. Judge has cooled off. I got to give him a pass. He was so good in the first half. But some of these other guys are lost.
Swinging
right
a miss. Sanchez had a chance with the bases loaded.
He looked terrible.
And he struck out looking like he was golfing. And then Judge, at least he got the two walks. But he is slumping. I mean, his batting average, you remember a month ago he was leading the league. He's nosediving like a ship sinking. By the time it's all said and done, how far do you think he'll drop with his batting average?
Look, he'll
have the RBIs and home runs, but his batting average is going to be terrible when it's all said and done.
He's going to get going again. I'm fine. I'm giving him he's going to be a couple weeks off here. He's still got a good 2 months left in the season. He'll get going. Didi has held his own here the last couple weeks, but, man, they have gotten nothing. Holiday looks lost. Something's still wrong with him in my book. They need some more help
from a few
guys.
That guy hasn't done anything in 2 months.
No, he hasn't.
His first half, his early on, April, May, into June, was great. Ever since mid-June till now, he's been flat out finished, toast, done.
Which is around the time that he went on the DL with the virus that he had, and I don't think he's recovered from it, and it shows every time he goes to the plate.
All right, 855-212-4227. We want to hear from you. We've been talking about this tonight, coast to coast, top to bottom, east to west on the show, on the bench, waxing a mahogany. The Dolphins continue to wait on the final word if Tannehill will have knee surgery and miss the season. The team, according to our sources, and we had on Kirk Jimenez tonight from Channel 10 in Miami, that there's talk of Gase has made contact with Jay Cutler. There's also been a rumor, not legitimate yet, that he's been offered $13 million for 1 year. I said last night on the show that I thought he'd get at least $12 million to play 1 year. I don't think he can take them to the playoffs. I just think he's going to fleece him for $12 or $13 million and go play football. He'll make more money doing that than working for Fox for 1 year in the TV booth. I think that job will hold on the back burner for him either way if he does get the gig. But Matt Moore had a great day at Dolphins camp, was throwing deep root bombs all day saying, I've been to the rodeo before. I can do this, and we've already seen him do it. DeAndre Hopkins of the Texans has said today that Tom Savage has to be the Texans starting quarterback, and he says he knows because he's the best judge of quarterbacks because he's played for so many in the last 4 years down in that mess in Houston. But let's not forget, they are a playoff team. What do you think of Savage, or do you go with Deshaun Watson also? The NFL's Hall of Fame class will be inducted tomorrow in Canton. If you've never been there, you got to make it a point to go there with your family and kids. It's really cool, the Hall of Fame. Same as Springfield in the NBA. I love the Basketball Hall of Fame. All of basketball is up there in Springfield. I love it. Baseball in Cooperstown, another one you got to hit. But the football class goes in tomorrow. Kurt Warner, LaDainian Tomlinson, Jason Taylor, Terrell Davis, and Jerry Jones, the Titan down in Dallas. Whether you like him or not, he's going into the Hall of Fame. He bought the club for $140 million. Today, it's worth over $4.2 billion, the most valuable franchise in the sport. Doc Rivers has lost his power with the Clippers. And Lawrence Frank, you remember him, don't you, Nets fans in Jersey? He'll oversee basketball ops as the new VP of basketball ops in Lipstick City, Los Angeles, Cali. I've said all along for months, Doc Rivers has done a lousy job out there with the talent that he's had. The players won all those games. He didn't coach them to any kind of success in the postseason. His run of love has always been about great players around him, including the big three in Boston. When he did get a ring, it was the players that were the difference, not his coaching, in my view. Same thing in L.A. Now, he had too much to do, too many things to run, and he basically didn't do a good job running the front office, and that team has failed miserably. Now, Lawrence Frank will run it, and they'll pretend to get along. They'll pretend that they're sharing their ideas and wisdom, but they'll both answer to Steve Ballmer in the Clippers organization. We'll talk about anything. Yankees, Darvish, the Nationals beat the Cubs at Wrigley. No Scherzer or Gio this weekend at Wrigley. Tomorrow, Jackson against Lackey at Wrigley, I believe. So they don't have their big guns going in that series. We'd like to hear from you about that and Sterling Shepard's ankle with the Giants. What's the big news coming out of Giants camp? Also, the Charles Oakley situation. He wins his court case. He's cleared of all charges. He can't go to the Garden for a year. Okay, that sounds like a nice deal. I'm free of any problems here. I'm not going to jail. And then what do? You spend all day with your lawyer talking about how you're going to keep suing Dolan. Good luck. Here's what he has to do. He has to prove that Dolan actually sent people over to beat him and get into a fight with him, and we all know who threw the first punches. It was Oakley. Oakley has no chance to win that lawsuit against James Dolan because he can't prove that Dolan had anything to do with it, nor will his slick lawyer, Slick Willie, be able to win that case. He knows it. The only reason he's taking the case civilly is to make more money off of Oakley. If he wins, he'll get more money. That's what it's about. That lawyer knows he has no chance to win that case. Oakley needs to shut up and let it go. It's gone on too long. He's making a fool of himself. And that night, he looked like an idiot punching people and grabbing people by the throat anyway. How do you feel about it? Should he let it all go, drop it, move on, stay away from the world's most famous for a year, or keep trying to fight Dolan? We all know everybody in New York hates Dolan. That's not the point here at all. All right, 855-212-4227. So we got tons of games on Saturday in baseball. I told you the best games. Dodgers out at Citi Field, obviously. Washington at Wrigley. You got other ones that matter. Arizona and San Francisco. D-backs trying to stay in it, obviously. Chicago's at Fenway. Boston by three after a walk-off Moreland home run over the Monster tonight in extra innings in Boston. Bombers in Cleveland. Montgomery and Salazar tomorrow night on the Fan. Also, Seattle still hanging around. So is Kansas City. They meet in KC. Milwaukee and Tampa, both of those teams are still alive as well. You can get all the picks for every game at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Our daily baseball fantasy rosters kill it. So do our boxing and MMA snacks. You got Lomachenko fighting Saturday night, plus UFC action. Best price, best results. Pro and college football coming soon. Sign up today at PharrellOnTheBench.com.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, tons of callers. We'll get everybody in. I promise if you're on hold, chill the most. And have a freshie from the Pharrella Pub, and you'll get on the air. I promise you that. Detective High Heat from Jersey City checking in, talking about the G-Man. High Heat.
Darkness falls on Manhattan with Pharrell on the Fan. How are you, Scott?
You got to love it, Detective. Everything's under control over here. Dodging bullets.
Chucking and ducking. Love having you on in the metropolitan area here in the big city.
It's a great day. You know, last week I was on for Carver High and my birthday, the double dip. And then this week we're on and that you would call in makes it even more special.
Oh, thanks for having me. But listen, our Giants this year, I kind of think that they're poised to make one more run at the Lombardi Trophy. I like the defense. That's a top 10 defense. And, you know, Brandon Marshall is an upgrade over Cruz. Perkins is better than Jennings. The big takeaway from the Giants training camp this year, I think, is Ingram, a tight end. A lot of people say he's got the same sort of skill set as Jordan Reed from Washington. And you know, with that West Coast offense, you can't do anything without a tight end. But, you know, that being said, I'm going to give you the left tackle, Flowers, worst left tackle in football. Right tackle, Bob Hart. Where are you going? Eli had 26 touchdowns, 16 picks last year. They couldn't keep him upright. And they addressed all of these positions except left tackle and right tackle. I think that's going to be as far as the Giants take them.
Well, I think that they spent that defensive money last year, and it paid off for them and made them a playoff team. And then they, you know, went to Lambeau, which they've had tremendous success at before in the freezing cold, but not last year. And I think your tight end situation is certainly better than the ex-Giants tight end, Adrian Robinson. Did you see that? The po-po popped in with 25 pounds of the K-Funk in his car.
Hey, everybody needs a second job after the NFL, Scott.
So what do you think of Sterling Shepard's ankle? Do you think that's going to come back to be problematic throughout the season, or he'll get over it and roll?
You know, here's the thing with Sterling Shepard. He had 8 TDs from the slot position last year, which led the league. Good news, no structural damage. But you know from playing sports, you roll an ankle, you know, you just got to hope that it doesn't linger and you don't continue to re-injure it during the course of the year.
What did you think, high heat of Pharrell with the 26-point, 5 of 7 from downtown, hitting threes in their final regular season ballers victory, setting up a number one seed showdown in the playoffs on Tuesday night? My last three games, 27, 20, and 26.
You continue to fill all the columns, and the ballers are hanging more banners than the Boston Garden has.
I love it. All right, high heat, have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, love you guys. Enjoy.
There he is, high heat, JCPD, covering things on that side of the river. Very dangerous people. Let's go to Mike in Hilton Head. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
What's shaking, Mike?
Everything is great. Hey, Scott, big win for the Cleveland Indians tonight. Can they keep it up and win tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the way the Yankees are playing on the road. Listen, I got a problem with this team on the road. I know most people are going to say I'm crazy, but look at the guys that, like, you know, you're dealing with in terms of teams that are just like them on the road. Baltimore's just like them on the road. Toronto's just like them on the road. And then you got teams like Detroit and the White Sox are just like them on the road. The Angels, Texas, Oakland, just like them on the road in terms of record, you know, 31 road losses. Atlanta, same thing. Even Philly has a better, they're doing terrible as well, losing all these road games. But, like, the Mets are in that same, bunker. All these teams that lose on the road. Pittsburgh loses that much on a road. Cincinnati, and frankly, at the end of the day, San Diego and San Francisco as well. All teams that lose on the road 30-plus games, the Yankees are in that bundle as well. They look lifeless to me on the road. I thought, you know, the game last night, the game tonight, you bring in these two guys, you sell us nothing but we're going for it. We're all in it to win it. We're going to go the distance. We're going to get into playoffs. We mean business. Now, I won't deny, I think their bullpen additions made them brutally stronger, but I think the hype about Gray and even Jaime Garcia, they didn't back them defensively. They're not hitting, and all they do on the road is lose, and to me that's problematic. And, yeah, I think they will lose again on the road in this series. And Carver High said it. Montgomery's starting to look a little tired with the load that they've given him, and we'll find out tomorrow if he means business. But the road losses are problematic. They really are. There's a lot of teams. All those teams I said are all bottom of the barrel, bottom of the league teams that never went on the road. And the Yankees have the same problem. They do. Bottom line, it's true. Jeff in North Carolina.
Right. I want to say Jay Cutler is not the answer. We just save your money, and Moore is in shape. He's ready to go. All right. Overtime. They need to change overtime. Play another quarter. That's the way you do it. That's done.
Yeah, that's except that's not happening. That's the problem there. You know, play another quarter. They want to play 10 minutes. You want to add another quarter? The league wants to play for 10 minutes, which means more ties, which means how you like making out with your sister. Brad and Erie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing?
Hey, Brad.
How you doing? I love
What's up? I'm great. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, we talk about the Hall of Fame. I think it's a joke that Terrell Davis is getting in, but Terrell Owens is left out again.
Well, I think that a lot of people feel that way about T.O. not getting in, that it's a joke. But I don't know anyone that's really arguing against Terrell Davis getting in. So you could sit here and bang your head all day forever on who should be in the Hall of Fame and who shouldn't. I've always said, real simple, same thing in baseball for me as football. The minute you say the name, they're either in or they aren't. Let's simplify this. You say someone's name, how they played, they're either a Hall of Famer or they aren't, and it shouldn't be so easy to get into either. It shouldn't be easy to get into any Hall of Fame, and sometimes nowadays I think too many people get in, and there's just way too many people being admitted into these Hall of Fames, which is kind of making them a little watered down. But I'm not going to argue with you about T.O. His numbers are staggering, but I think he turned off so many people. What they're doing is torturing him for that behavior that he showcased for his entire career. He acted like a child the entire time he played in the NFL, and they're getting their penance on him for all of that. It's as simple as that. The players that in sports that the media hates and that there's this ongoing war and friction, it comes back to haunt them every single time.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Hey, it's Pharrell with Mafia and Carver High here at CBS Sports Radio in New York. I will say this. Now, you may think I'm crazy about what I said before about the Yankees losing on the road. It's just that good teams, the best teams in baseball, the ones that are going to go deep in the playoffs, are the ones that can win on the road. And they are not afraid to win on the road no matter what, under any circumstance. The Dodgers win on the road. Look at them slaughter the Mets. Now, even teams that are in it, like Colorado, has a winning road record. Zona's two games under. I can live with 200. You start getting to six and more under 500 on the road, you're just not that good. Even Milwaukee has a winning road record. The Cubs, three games over 500 on the road. Washington, 14 games over. Houston, 38 and 15 on the road. Cleveland, five games over on the road. These are the best teams. I mean, Boston is two under on the road, and they're leading by three over the Yankees. At some point or another, you have to realize that if you can't win these road games, you're not going to win in the playoffs on the road. You're not going to win some one-game playoff on the road, a wild card game, or any kind of series if you can't win on the road. And then I'm watching them. You cannot deny Carver High. The last two games, they were lifeless in Cleveland. I'm sitting there watching them. I was like, oh, my God. This is torture.
No juice. No juice whatsoever.
Every at-bat was a disaster. I mean, they were lucky they were getting walks. Aaron Judge, I mean, he's swinging and missing at everything. And then when he gets on, I'm like, it's a miracle because he's slumping so bad. And I just think all of them are. They're not. They don't look like, to me, I hate to say it, but they don't look like they could care less on the road. They're like, whatever. Let's just get home. We'll play Boston and the Mets in the Subway Series, and we'll get back to winning because they win at home. But you can't lose to Detroit at home like you had said. It's embarrassing.
That was my big issue this week because you knew you were going to face Kluber on Thursday night. You knew you were going into four games with the Indians, like you say, on the road. You're coming off. You're playing great at home. They had beat Cincinnati, and they took three out of four from Tampa.
Great.
Won the first night against Detroit against Fulmer, who's their best pitcher. You can make the argument
right.
Over Verlander. And you got these two stiffs who've got ERAs, you know, 8, 9, 10 in Sanchez and Jordan Zimmerman.
And you blow it.
And you did nothing. You were lifeless in those two
games.
Well,
the second game was the like, 8-hour rain delay
I
game.
I know, but they still didn't touch the guy. When Zimmerman was out there, they didn't touch him.
You and I would have been in the clubhouse finding the hidden cans of beer, and we would have probably played sloppy the last when they came out for the last couple hours.
You got to take two out of three from the Detroit Tigers after they just got rid of a bunch of guys. They're playing for nothing. They come into your building. You can't beat them two out of three.
But since then, Again, Detroit still winning. Ever since they beat the Yankees, now they're hot. Meanwhile, they stink to begin with. Glenn in New Jersey are on CBS Sports Radio. Glenn.
Yo.
You're on. What's up, buddy?
Everybody's pissed about, Kaepernick. But nobody's mentioning RG3 is still available. How's that a thing?
It's because he stinks and nobody wants him. How's that for an answer? It's because he's terrible. There's nothing wrong with Kaepernick's game. They don't want to be around his activism. They don't want to be around his drama, the protest. That's as simple as that. This isn't about football. He went 16-4, touchdowns to picks on a crappy team with no talent. He produced even on that Loserville team he played for in San Francisco. That franchise, a joke right now. He still produced with nothing around him at all, like drip-dry team. And then he still can't get a job. They're hiring Arena League quarterbacks before him. Popcorn kids at the local movie theater have a job before him. This is about billionaire white owners want nothing to do with this guy. Simple as that. Let's stop with all this other candy-ass answers. This is about we don't want this sideshow, this freak. Meanwhile, everything he stood for was right. His protest was right. Some guy called me the other night and said, you got to pick a better time to do it. And then another guy, you can't step on the flag. Look, everything he did worked. He was one of the time most important people in the world. Everything he did worked. He got everyone around the world talking about it. He was right about it. The police brutality is a problem. The treatment of blacks is a problem. Everything he did. But these owners don't want it at their NFL facilities or stadiums or with their season ticket holders or with their sponsors, with their partners, with their money. They don't want the distraction. This Bishotti guy's loving life right now because they were calling him a racist this week in Baltimore. Meanwhile, Tannehill goes down. Immediately he's going to Miami. He's not going to Miami. For Christ's sakes, he wore a Fidel Castro shirt. As if he was a hero. I mean, 40% of Miami's Cuban. They'll drag him out of that stadium and beat him dead in the parking lot. I'm not even kidding. They don't want any part of this guy down there because of just the fact that he wore the Castro shirt. They hate him dead. Boom. He's not playing for them. Know that. Danny, Homestead, Florida, off QAM Miami.
What's up, Pharrell, man? Toss me a cold one, please.
I got you. Get him a freshie, Mafia. What's going on?
Appreciate that. And on that whole Kaepernick point, man, beating him to death in the parking lot is the least of his problems. Man, we'd freaking hang him in a crucifix and drag him through downtown Miami for wearing that goddamn shirt.
I believe that. I believe that. It's that simple. These people. All right, so here's the deal. Anyone that calls up here dropping bombs, you're not getting on the air, and I'm just going to obliterate you like you didn't exist, just like the last guy. Mike in Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good to speak to you.
Let me say this first, Mike. Hold on one second. Just so you know, I had that guy talking about Kaepernick and Cubans. He got so fired up talking about Kaepernick and Cubans that he lost his mind on the air and started dropping bombs. I erased everything he said. All you have to do in Miami is mention Kaepernick's name and Cubans start lighting fires. Trust me when I tell you. I live there. I know. You do not mess with these people. Go ahead, Mike.
But listen, a couple of questions for you. First of all, what's the deal with he's my starting quarterback and we're going to run with that till we go into the ground and then all of a sudden, okay, we got a problem. But with Tannehill, Deshaun Watson, sorry.
Okay, Tannehill has nothing to do with this. Let me be clear. I'll clear this up for you. You're talking about Savage and Watson. Watson is the stud out of Clemson. Savage is the guy that basically played better than Osweiler, and all the players on the Texans want him to start. They think he's earned it. This is a bunch of guys saying this pro football player deserves his time. It's his time right now. Let the kid learn a little bit. And then if we go desperado and we need him in a pinch and we're in trouble and our season's crumbling, then you go to the kid. Now, a lot of people believe, like I do, that this kid is a stud and a super athlete. He's going to be a phenomenal football player in the NFL. I do believe that one day. Right now, though, it smells like Savage is the guy. guy. And I'll tell you another thing. On top of that, Osweiler, who left there disgraced, I still believe he's the guy in Cleveland that will get that starting job.
It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair. We lost as a team.
That's why T.O. didn't get into the Hall of Fame, because he broke down crying over his quarterback. God, I love you. Bryce in Massachusetts off the hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how we doing, Scotty? How we doing, my brother?
Turning the corner. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, man. Just wanted to talk about the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Another extra innings win tonight. It's great. Heard the Yankees are doing bad. That's nice.
Right.
You know, pleasure to be watching Chris Sale and Eduardo Nunez playing. Wanted to get your take on the Red Sox postseason.
Well, look, I think Nunez has been incredible since they brought him up. What a story. Star player for them. The future with Benintendi and that kid is magnificent. He's a little stud. He's going to be incredible. Long time career. He's starting from the ground up right now, and you're seeing it before your very eyes. But Moreland with a big shot tonight to win that game. Sale will pitch against the Yankees in all three of those series going down the home stretch, and Sale's been flat out dominant. Now, remember, Boston was playing terrible baseball as much as, you know, 8 to 10 days ago. Now, all of a sudden, they've turned it around, won four straight, and they've opened up a three-game lead on the Yankees. The Yankees' miserable play against Detroit and Cleveland is costing them an arm and a leg right now. And you know what the Yankees have been? They're like a stock. They're up and down like nobody's business. One week to the next, they're high. The next week, they're low. The next week, they're high. They got to get more consistent. But I don't think Boston's good enough to run away from them. I really don't. Carver high.
But that's why they're only three games out, because Boston's been the same way. They're up and down also.
Right.
And it just goes, when the Yankees go up, the Boston goes down, and then they flip. It's going to be like that all year.
Well, those series that they're going to face them in are going to be huge.
They've got six games coming up here in the next couple weeks.
And that's when that's what it's all about. Those games will be on the fan, of course. And that's what Boston wants. That's what New Yorkers want. They want to see Red Sox-Yankees, rivalry, war, baseball games, and series. Each one of them have something at stake, like the East, like a playoff spot, and it builds that kind of momentum and hatred toward one another that we all love. Ryan in Massachusetts.
Hey, Scott, what's up? Hey, last night's show, man, the last hour was great, I have to tell you. And it's good to hear that you're not an East Coast guy. I am. The Dolphins, what do you think they're waiting on? Two things.
Well, I think the guy, let me just say, the guy last night said I had East Coast bias. And I, you know, I live in New York, but I have no East Coast bias. That's for sure. I think most people know that. My bias is toward the Penguins, Pirates, and Steelers. That's it. But, you know, I've never thought in my life that, like, Pittsburgh was this big East Coast town. I think New York and Boston are, whatever, D.C., Philly. But I'm not into that East Coast bias BS, whatever that means. And I'm not a homer for any of the teams around here. I just come on here every night, as you know, and tell it like it is. Same thing in Boston. That's why we're number one. That's why we kick ass and take names. No one talks about that, though, that we kill everyone up there. It's because we're badasses, not because we're East Coast bias.
Yeah, yeah, that is truth. Tannehill, get the surgery. I don't know what they're waiting for. Get the surgery. Move on. But
they were stupid the first time. They were stupid the first time. Why? In what world are we living in that a NFL star player, which is he's the biggest star on the team, you know, is he not the most important player? He and Sue, right, on that team. And then this guy hurts his knee, and then you take him in for some kind of freak doctor plasma. I mean, fix the knee, cut it. Get it right, come back, play quarterback, be a stud. Instead, they did this gyro fixed knee with, you know, BS, and then look what happens. He rolls it in camp, he's done. And now you got to go to plan B, which is garbage time. And I'm telling you, Cutler will be laughing all the way to the bank if they give him this deal. And this is what I believe will happen. He'll stink, and they'll end up going back to Moore anyway. What do you want to say? You believe they should just stick with Moore to begin with.
Yeah, just stick with him. Forget Cutler. I mean, I like to see it. The Pats will destroy him. Carver, question. It's always about next year, I know. If you had the chance, it's going to cost you money. Are you going to sign Jimmy Garoppolo if he wants to come there? That's all.
Would you want Garoppolo in Buffalo? Of course.
I mean, probably.
Probably.
I guess. you know.
Listen, you don't sound really excited about that. Let me ask you this. Are you excited about going to Vegas with me?
Of course. I'm excited for that.
Have you been shopping for sport coats?
Have we seen Jimmy Garoppolo play enough to get excited about him?
We have seen him have some nice moments.
Played a couple games.
You've had, like, 17 years of failure in a row.
Anybody could play in that system and be great.
We have established this week one thing, right? Jim Kelly is God.
Yes, always.
And that we're doing 7 live shows in Las Vegas.
We sure are.
2 for Mayweather-McGregor on the 24th and 25th, Thursday and Friday from the MGM, correct?
Yes.
And then 5 live shows at the D Casino Hotel downtown on Fremont Street for the opening week of college football season, August 28th through September 1st, correct?
Correct.
Shangri-La for you. You're going to be rolling high stakes gambling with Pharrell on the streets of Sin City to Mecca to Hub.
11 days in Vegas for me. I'm trying to mentally prepare as best that I can.
Next week, I'm going to the Caribbean.
I'm going to New Orleans.
You're going to New Orleans. I come back, land, do laundry. 3 days later, we're off to Vegas. Somebody could chip a tooth.
Could be me.
It's going to be unbelievable. Don't forget the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store. It's free. And Snapchat. Follow us, Pharrell on Bench. It's filthy. You'll love it. We put out a podcast after every show on Twitter at OnTheBenchCBS and at Scott Pharrell. Also on Facebook /PharrellOnTheBench and on our homepage on the network website at OnTheBenchCBS.com. Another hour. Go with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.